Hi, Arrow.
How are you doing this morning, Miss Koya?
I am amazing. How are you?
I love that word. You know, people that say amazing live it, and it's not just in the moment. They live it every day.
Absolutely.
I got to tell you, you are so spot on by coming on here to talk about almonds today, because I work for a huge grocery store chain. And over the past 7 months, I have seen how people went from eating potato chips and pizzas and stuff to, I'm telling you, almonds are coming across my line more and more every day. So it's very important that you're here today.
Thank you so much for having me. And yeah, people are realizing, I mean, I'm sure you've heard of the trend, the quarantine 15. People are realizing, like, over time, like, all of this unhealthy snacking is adding up. So I'm really excited to be partnered with California Almonds to share with people how snacking on almonds can really help take control of your overall health.
And one of the things that people need to understand is that almonds aren't just for your heart, and, you know, to help if you've got heart disease. It's like the miracle cure for many different things, isn't it?
I'm telling you, whole almonds are so great. And you can go to almonds.com and see all of the multifaceted and versatile things you can do with almonds. One of my favorite things are just eating them whole,
yep.
Just popping an ounce of them, you know, in my purse or taking them with me on the go so I can sustain my energy throughout the day.
One of the things that I love about almonds is that they can come in so many different flavors, the way that you guys have crafted that with the different flavors. But man, I love mine without salt, as raw as all can be, because I just feel connected.
Absolutely. The closer you have a food to its natural state, how it shows up in nature, the better that food is for you.
Now, one of the things about almonds, though, because I love to meditate, I can't chew on almonds and meditate at the same time. And yet you're into yoga. What's the way we can get around this?
I definitely would say snack before or after your meditation, for sure. Definitely not at the same time. I like to enjoy my almonds after meditation, because you come into meditation on an empty stomach.
Yep.
You don't really want anything on your belly. But then after, you're starving. So it's great to have a handful of almonds even before you're prepping your meal for the day. It's great. Because you know how sometimes we kind of unhealthy snack when we're making our actual meal that we want to be healthy. We end up eating all the things we really don't want to eat. So if you just toss in that ounce of almond, which provides you with 6 grams of protein, 4 grams of fiber, and tons of good fat, you're going to make sure that you don't, you know, just grab those things that aren't so great for you.
I study really hard on yoga nidra. It is such a major threat in my life. And you're right. When you come out of even with nidra, where it's about releasing things in your mind and being peaceful with your mindfulness, you are hungry and you don't need to go get candy to feed that beast.
That's right. You don't need that. And I really love just all of the versatility that the almond provides. I even recommend to people to substitute when they're baking. You know, we have the holidays coming up and we're going to be with our families and baking. So just substituting regular flour with almond flour, just grinding up your almonds and using that is going to give you those nutrients in your baked goods as well.
Now, does this also include almond milk? Because I'm a big fan of that.
Absolutely. You can make your own almond milk.
What?
And all you need is 3 ingredients. You blend up your almonds with some water, some vanilla and cinnamon, and there you go. You strain it with cheesecloth, and you are good to go. Your very own almond milk.
Oh, my God, because I've done kombucha, made it at home and stuff like that, but I never thought about making my own almond milk.
You're a pro. If you can make kombucha, you can definitely make almond milk.
Now, is there such a thing as to eating too many almonds? Because once I get started, I can't stop. I have to literally push them away and put them in a place where I can't just easily get to them.
That's such a great question. And the recommended daily allowance is 1 ounce. And you can also go to almonds.com and you can see the different nutritional facts, which I think is really important for people to get the knowledge behind, you know, the versatility of the almond and how much they should consume. But if you make sure you're getting that 1 ounce, you know you're getting, you know, that protein, that fiber, and that fat that you need to sustain your energy, and you know you're doing a good thing for yourself and
now,
your health.
Now, research is showing that because people have not been eating good during these past 7 months, that diabetes is on the increase, and almonds, that could be a great helper to get that stuff in check.
Absolutely. When you're eating almonds, then you're not eating that sugary candy or that sweet or that processed food with high amounts of artificial sugar. You're eating something whole. You're eating something from nature, and you're eating something like an almond that is going to impact your overall health and well-being.
You've written a book. It's called Let Your Fears Make You Fierce, Making Fear Your Friend. Whoa. Well, how do you do that, Koya?
Well, I think making fear your friend is also realizing that love is all there is, and even though we have so much chaos going on around us, it's really feedback showing us where we need more love, more nurture, and more attention in the government, in society, and in our lives. And if we use that fear, we use the chaos as that feedback, we can breathe into those places and do the things that we need to do to bring it back to balance, just like we're doing with our diet and adding these almonds.
Do you offer a podcast or anything like that for listeners that can come to you and continue to learn? Because our short conversation is a moment, but people need to be taught and retrained, and you're a fantastic coach.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And you can find out my podcast at Get Loved Up Podcast on anywhere you listen to your podcast. And you can find out more about me at KoyaWeb.com.
Now, are you talking about almonds on that podcast as well?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I need to be talking about almonds every minute of the day because they're so good.
Well, you're so right about that because it is the everyday thing. And when you talked about how you get the nutrition and all that kind of stuff with an almond. And it's one of those where it's like, can it be a replacement? In other words, there are times I'm not in the mood for lunch. Can it be what I just happen to have for lunch?
I think it could be a great snack. And
okay.
I think that it's really important to eat mindfully. So eat, you know, your three balanced meals of a day and use the ounce of almonds as a snack. And that's how it's best used. And again, you can go to almonds.com and find out more like recipes if you're feeling like, oh, I really don't want to eat heavy. Maybe just snack on almonds and then have a salad. Or you can sprinkle almonds on top of your salad. But I think it's really important to eat whole plant-based foods.
Yep. Oh, I'm so with you on that. You got to come back to this show anytime in the future. The door is always going to be open for you, Koya.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, your enthusiasm, your energy. It really makes my day.
You be brilliant today, okay?
Thank you. You too.